It was a little scary, but the kind of scary that made her heart beat just a little faster, her nipples pucker and her breathing become more shallow in anticipation. The blindfold was a good one. It shut out all of the light, even under her eyes, leaving her completely blind. Soft lips pressed gently against hers. "Thank you for trusting me." She blushed. "Not like I haven't been blindfolded with you before." "I thought we were pretending you didn't know it was me," he teased, and then his hands closed around her breasts, warm and firm, but somehow rubbery as he kneaded her soft flesh, avoiding her nipples. It took her a moment to realize the rubbery texture of his hands was because he was wearing plastic gloves. To give the medical thing more realism? Ellie moaned. His palms felt warm. Warmer than before, or was the blindfold tricking her into thinking her senses were already heightened? "I smell cinnamon," she said in surprise, as the spicy scent wafted around her.
"Cinnamon warming oil,"
Michael said, amusement tinging his voice.
"You should be feeling it, too."
Oh, that's why his palms felt so warm, and why her breasts felt so warm, and like they were getting warmer. Ellie squirmed. It didn't feel bad, and it didn't hurt, exactly, but it wasn't 100% comfortable. Michael's hands moved away, but the warmth stayed, tingling and hot on her flesh, her nipples aching from lack of stimulation, even as her breasts throbbed from it. She'd never really been interested in oils before, never thought it could do much for her. But the cinnamon stung her nose and was starting to feel like little pinpricks stinging her breasts. It was a more subtle sensation than impact play, but it wasn't bad. In fact, it was really good. Fingers closed over her nipples, rubbing. Just her nipples, deliberately not touching the rest of her swollen breasts.
"Now this is mint."
She gasped, arching as the oil was rubbed into her skin. Mint was cold. It felt like he was rubbing her nipples with ice cubes almost. She hissed out a breath, her body writhing. But because he was using oils and not ice, there was no way to get away from the cold. The contrast between the cinnamon and mint, the heat and the cold, had her panting for breath as her pussy throbbed. The pain wasn't hard or deep like she was used to, but it was maddening, like an itch she couldn't scratch. And the sensations didn't go away. There was no rest period between lashes. She just burned, hot and cold, and there was no escape. Ellie hadn't realized just how effective the oils could be. She'd been missing out. When his fingers moved away, her nipples still burned cold, and his finger trailed down the center of her stomach, leaving a trail of tingling coolness.
"Which do you think I should use on your pretty pussy?"
Ellie whimpered again as the portion of her anatomy in question spasmed. His finger moved away from her body when he reached her belly button, and she heard the sound of at least one of his gloves being replaced. Did she want her pussy to burn hot or cold? Not that he was really asking her. His question had been completely rhetorical, meant to mess with her mind, because now she knew where his next target was, but she didn't know which oil he'd use. Anticipating the delicious burn, her pussy was already fluttering, her mind torn as to which she wanted, or if she wanted neither. But she wasn't anywhere near safe wording.
"Which do you think I should use on your ass?"
Fingers pressed against her anus, and Ellie squealed in surprise as her tight hole stretched to admit them. Her muscles burned as his fingers slid into the narrow orifice.